One of the things that characterises Manchester Weekender is the huge different mix of types of events that go on. So from film, family stuff, music, and all sorts of different things. And comedy is one of the things. So we are still in the Lowry, and I am here with...
Sam Avery.
And Sam is doing something that I wouldn't want to do in a million years, which is basically try and make children laugh. So just tell us a little bit about what it is that you're doing today, Sam.
Well, I am I'm basically running the joke boat, which is going up and down the ship canal around the quays, and we're doing four of these today, and with each one we're getting about sort of 30 people on, and a lot of them are parents with young kids. The kids are just loving it. The kids are... I wasn't sure whether to pitch it at the adults or pitch it at the kids. I thought I'd probably gone more towards the adults, but I think the kids have enjoyed it more. And then if you get the kids laughing, all the parents laugh, because, you know, whereas if you get the parents laughing, the kids don't know what's going on. So you've got to kind of pitch it in a certain way.
So you were saying before we were chatting that you are a stand-up comedian, and you've done it professionally for, I think, 5 years now. So I think most of your gigs are kind of in comedy clubs and that sort of stuff. But would you say that children are kind of a tougher audience or not?
They can be really easy, because children don't have that judgment where they're thinking, well, I haven't laughed in 10 seconds, this guy's rubbish. But you can just think, as long as you engage them, it doesn't have to be through laughter. So as long as you get them and you're building up to something, you're all right. They can be a tough audience, because they can stop listening or just walk away. Or, I mean, one kid once just said, this isn't funny. This wasn't today, by the way. And what can you say to that? If you don't think it's funny, that's like the most instant review I've ever had.
And so the joke boat, as you said, it goes around the ship canal. So your kind of comedy is about the buildings, but also about the people that you see on the way. And
yeah, I've written a load of material about each sort of landmark that we go past. So I'll try and bring in a little bit of history, but I don't want to, you know, go too far with the kind of factual stuff, because the kids don't really, you know, a little bit of fact and then a lot of fiction, really. So I've been talking about this friendly Salford serpent that lives in the water, and we're trying to spot it, see if we can see it. No one's seen it yet. And then I'm talking about, you know, obviously the Lowry, and what Lowry paintings would look like if they were done today, because obviously I was getting suggestions from the kids. One of them said there'd be an Xbox in it, which is, you know, boggles the mind, really. And then what we're trying to do is make the other passengers on other boats smile at us by doing these funny kind of noises and funny movements to them. And it really engages the young ones, because they really want to do it. And when people smile, there's like this just rejoicing on the boat. Yes, we did it. We made them smile. And when they're miserable, we all go, oh, it doesn't matter. Just, you know, we give them a little boo. It's quite fun.
Fab. So you've got two more of these today. I think also, though, you're involved in something called the Comedy Trust, which is... there are some workshops here being put on by the Comedy Trust. So just tell us a little bit about what the Comedy Trust is and kind of what today's workshop's about as well.
Well, the Comedy Trust was set up in 2002, and it was initially to run the Liverpool Comedy Festival. But when it was set up, there was all these community and education programmes that the Comedy Trust develops. The main one being Standout, which is a young person's comedy course for ages 6 to 18. So we basically teach young people stand-up comedy or sketch comedy or improv or... all these different styles, really. And it's all about building the confidence up and self-esteem, because obviously comedy's got a lot of transferable skills that you can take into, you know, job interviews, you can take into presentations, you can just take into your social skills, that kind of eye contact and body language, really key in comedy. So that's what we're doing. So today we've got two workshops that we're working with 6 to 11 year olds, and they're designing their own comedy sketches, and at the end the parents are coming back to watch them. So
it's really interesting, isn't it? Because I mean, I know that kind of in the States and stuff, improv is becoming like one of those things that loads of business people are going on those courses, because it teaches you to think on your feet and all that kind of malarkey. But actually with comedy, I find that really interesting, because I would have thought that comedy is something you're either kind of instinctively, inherently good at or not, but you can actually learn to be funny.
You can't learn to be funny, and that's the thing we always say, because if you're funny, you're funny. If you're not funny, we're not going to make you funny. But what we can do is teach you the skills that... Because comedy's an art form, but there is a scientific aspect to it. That whole thing about microphone technique and looking the audience in the eye and not looking at your feet and remembering your lines and selling that idea. The idea being the joke, you've got to sell it to the audience. You can't, you know, whatever way you sell it is it down to the individual, but you can't just half, you know, put it across. You've really got to give it a bit of passion. So although we can't make someone funny, we can teach them the skills which they can hopefully go on and use in other parts of their life.
And just finally, Sam, do you have a particular kind of style of comedy, as in, you know, certain comedians have a certain sort of, or often have either a certain thing that they talk about or a certain style. What do you have, anything that particularly characterises you?
I suppose I'm probably a little bit understated on stage, quite relaxed. That's the kind of person I am, really. I'm not trying not to be too animated. I've been a lot more animated this morning on the boat because obviously the kids, and to be honest, I've talked about poo and bottoms a lot more than I would normally this morning.
Oh, there's no funnier word when you're like 7, 8 or whatever, is
exactly,
there?
Exactly.
Fab. Well, thanks very much and good luck with the rest of it.
Thank you. Thanks very much.